Sleepyhead. Good morning. Or, well, afternoon, really. Happy anniversary. I can see you're starting to wake up. Now, why would that be? Did you really think I wasn't going to wear your favorite lingerie on this special day? Oh, you have absolutely no idea what I have in store for you today, mister. I know I told you that I wanted a very low-key anniversary, but I just said that so you wouldn't plan anything and I could let my evil master plan unfold. It's so romantic. I promise you're gonna love it. Now, would you mind sitting up a bit? I prepared a little presentation for our anniversary. I've already got my laptop right here with me, so don't worry about getting up, sweetheart. Shut up, I know I'm a nerd, and I take pride in that fact, okay? Now just sit up and put your arm around me already. So, as you can see by the title, this presentation is about why I'm just a worthless fucktoy, and why you should stop treating me with respect. Up, shh, 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 shh. Just listen to the whole presentation, okay? Now, sweetheart, I know you think you have to treat me with respect and treat me well in order for me to love you, but nothing could be further from the truth. My love is unconditional, and I truly mean that, no limits. You can treat me like shit, and I'd still come back every time. Isn't that a hot thought, babe? Of course you think you want to be sweet and gentle and loving with me. That's what's expected of good boyfriends, isn't it? And you're the best boyfriend out there. But good boyfriends also listen to their partners. So I want you to take my words very seriously. I don't want your respect. I want to be treated like a worthless hole for you to come in. We can still have romantic dinner dates and walks in the park, as long as you treat me like a cheap whore as soon as we get back home. I know this must be difficult for you. You must have so many questions. But just keep listening because I'll probably clear up a lot of the confusion in the presentation. Okay, sweetheart? I know we've tried rough stuff and dirty talk quite a few times before. And I notice that your cock always seems to come the thickest, biggest, creamiest fucking loads whenever you're degrading me and treating me like the little cock slut that I am. See? You're hard as a fucking rock as I speak. Your cock knows what it wants. Your brain just needs a little extra push. I was hoping this presentation could be that little push for me. Now, let me wrap my pretty hands around that perfect cock of yours and jerk you off while I tell you more. Just think about it. Not having to worry about anything. Not about my pleasure. Not about my orgasm. Not even about my well-being. My life would be all about you. Only you. I would exist to please and pleasure you. I'd cook for you, clean for you. I'd suck and lick and kiss and fuck whenever you want. And I'd fucking thank you for the privilege of doing so. And all you'd have to do in return is to treat me like shit. Like a pretty little cum dumpster. A three-hole fleshlight. You could pound me so fucking hard that I'd cry and beg you to go slower. And you wouldn't even have to think about denying my request. Because slowing down would decrease your pleasure. And I don't want you to think about anything except your own pleasure for the rest of our life together. Okay? You want me to be happy? Oh, that's so sweet. Well, I'm telling you, I love you, and bringing you pleasure would make me the happiest girl in the world. The most most romantic things I can imagine is you face fucking me so hard I pass out as you cream pie my fucking throat. Or actually cream pieing me and filling my fertile little womb after taking my birth control pills away from me and have you dump the biggest, stickiest, creamiest load inside of me as I beg you to pull out and struggle underneath you. Or fucking my ass completely raw as I cry and beg you to go slower. Or even just a little bit of lube. But you'd ignore my request since my tight little virgin asshole feels better this way. That's what I want, baby. And I think that, deep down, shh, it's okay. Feel ashamed or bad. We both want this. We both need this. So why don't you guide my head to your cock and you can decide where to go from there. Down, this is too much. Wait, why did you actually slow down? What did I just tell you, you silly man? Keep pounding my throat like it's a slick little pocket pussy. Being a good little fuck slave, sweetie. Oh, fuck, you're gonna bruise my throat. That's fucking right. Your pleasure is all that matters. All that matters. Oh, fuck, I'm growing all over your cock. I look pretty with my mascara dripping down my face and my fancy lingerie. I want to be a pretty fuck doll for you. I'm your fuckable eye candy, babe. I'm a fuck toy for you to use. I'll break your fucking toy, sweetheart. Shit, wait, hold on, I need a cat. Please. Oh my god, this is too much. I fucking deserve it though. Oh, just a pretty hole to come in and on. I'm a human just wreck. Oh, I don't deserve mercy or gentle treatment. I deserve to get fucked and filled until I'm leaking out of every fucking hole. Oh, so... choke on your fat fucking load. Do it. Mark your fucking territory. Come down my fucking door. Fuck. Oh, I spilled some of my tits. Would you mind scooping that up for me, sweetheart? Thank you, baby. So tasty. So, I assume you liked my presentation. What do you mean? Oh, I was being completely serious. And don't worry, I know that you're a romantic. This doesn't mean that I want any of that to change. I love that side of you. But I know damn well what your cock wants after all this time. And I wanted you to know that's okay. You don't have to hold back. Not with me. I love you. And nothing would make me happier than to do this for you whenever you want. After all, everything I said in my presentation is true. I love nothing more than being your fuck toy. Why do you look sad all of a sudden? Oh, stop it. I know when you're sad. You can tell me. You have a gift for me too? Of course I'm not gonna think it's lame. Baby, my gift does not change anything. Your gift is not going to be any less amazing just because you liked mine so much. Just give me the gift. I'm sure I'm gonna love it. Oh my god! You brought me a fancy blanket? This is going to make cuddling with you even better than it already is. And chocolates too? What did I do to deserve a boyfriend like you? Okay, yeah, deep-throating your cock until I almost passed out probably entitles me to a few boyfriend points from the universe. I love you so much. Now how about we take that fancy blanket of yours for a test run and watch a romantic movie? And we could feed each other chocolates like the hopeless romantics we are. Oh, and if you decide that it's ready for round two, just shove that fucking cock into whatever hole you want to, okay? And you're the best boyfriend in the world. Now get under this blanket already, silly. Happy anniversary, babe.